The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up on the housetop, Malzy waves. His favorite Steeler linebacker was Lauren Taves.
Second part's a little clunky.
Just a little clunky.
Just take the first part of that, though. The only reason we did that, me, you, and Pomp, were getting ready to record a Malzy Christmas album.
Well, that was part one. This was part two.
Up on the housetop, Malzy waves.
You like that?
That's good. I mean, I the reason I wanted to do that live is to see if our voices meshed. And if this was possible for us to record hits such as Malzy the Snowman, the 12 Days of Malzy.
I can't get over Malzy the Snowman.
Malzy the Red-Nosed Reindeer. All of this. Silent Malzy. Joy to the Malzy. Let's hear that in the second part once again. And just hear Bob went low. He's our, what's the low guy? The low singer. Alto? Soprano? Soprano's high.
Right.
I went high and you went medium.
No, I went high.
You were our soprano.
Yes.
Listen, this is like Peter, Paul, and Mary. Let's hear it.
Up on a housetop, Malzy waves.
I think this has great potential.
And then it completely fell off.
Is his favorite there, 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 there,
forget that part. See,
Bob.
That's why we need Bob as our leader. Believe me, that was just a very brief foray into what's possible. And then wait till we hear Donnie with his unbelievable Yinzer accent, reading with dramatic readings of "Twas a Night Before Malzy."
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Yes, and I don't know what else. What else can we get him to read? The Grinch who stole Malzy.
Probably the Grinch. Yeah. Maybe he could do Rudolph.
Right. Oh, he would be great at
He'd
that.
He'd be very good
now
at
this,
Rudolph.
This has great potential, but now we got to get moving on it.
Frosty the Snowman. Malzy the Snowman, Frosty the Snowman, Malzy Returns. Remember Frosty Returns?
Yeah.
Malzy Returns.
Part two, right. We can do all of that. Did you have news on a texter? Hold on a second here, because Bob Smizek blocked you on Twitter, and that needs to be addressed for a moment.
Again.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Smizek blocked you on Twitter. You and I have been at odds for a while.
We have not been at odds. Stop trying to tell people we're at odds. We're not
at
odds.
In my estimation, we have been. We've gotten in some knockdown, drag-out fights
lately. You know how they make narratives in the media? Media narratives are created. This is a media narrative that's being created by you.
This is beautiful because this is an example of how you irritate older people. However, we have a 73-year-old listener who disagrees. What did he text us?
He completely disagrees with you, and he says, as a 73-year-old avid listener, I say you come across on the air as very respectful to others, especially to Joe, who is your elder. You demonstrate patience and, simply put, impeccable interpersonal skills, especially for your age. Thank you, Rich.
Wow, that was well written, wasn't it?
I know. I could barely say some of the words. The vocabulary was above me.
He threw in an impeccable, which I appreciated. Belichick at North Carolina. What a story. What a story. And I remembered today that Bill Walsh went back to Stanford after becoming a legend with the Niners, and it didn't go well. 17-17. How do you think Belichick, is this official? We're not getting duped here, are we?
No, Inside Carolina has been on this thing for a long time.
Is there anybody other than Inside Carolina saying it?
On Three also aggravated it and put it out there, but it's going to happen.
Wait a second, Mulsey. I mean, limits. We need somebody other than On Three and Inside Carolina.
On Three and Inside Carolina
are
very reputable.
What?
They're very reputable sources.
And then I went on the air with this? I need something more than this?
Yes. No, it is 100% happening. They are good sources, and they have been on top of the story throughout the entirety of it. So if they're reporting it, it's going to happen. And if not,
okay,
it's on the goal line. But what goal line?
Yeah, well, so was what's his name? Brandon Ayuk.
That was the
point Steeler.
Of the joke.
I don't know about this, man. I don't know about this. Now all of a sudden I'm not comfortable putting this out there. Can you give me anybody else who said this?
Well, everybody is, like, all the media folks that we know is putting it out there as well, that is, like, reacting to it. Pony has, Nick Faribault has, a lot of people have. It's going
to
Alan
Saunders. And the
joke
going around is that all the people in college will be the age of Belichick's girlfriend. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's the joke, and that she's going to get, like, a free scholarship as a part of the job.
Well, help get recruits. This is unbelievable. Is he going to succeed there?
I don't think so.
I think he is.
This is going to fail.
I mentioned earlier, he'll be like the Godfather. He's not going to do any of the crap that you know, going into kids' living rooms and talking to their parents and going to high school games. Please, he's going to have well-paid people doing that. And when it's time to close the deal, you go see the Godfather. You walk up to his desk, he hands you a check and says, here you go. Because it's really not who your coach is anymore in college football. It's how much money can you make? And assuming North Carolina's boosters are stepping up, and I would have to assume that Belichick got that kind of intel that they are going to, you put a college football team on the field for Bill Belichick to coach that's talented, he's going to win, period. Let's argue about this tomorrow, Limits.
We can. We won't be here tomorrow.
I know. Fan weather doesn't mean we can't argue about
it. We still will.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. High of 38. Snowing right now, supposed to continue to snow for a little while. That was very enjoyable, Limits. And you and I will be back with a Donnie Football Friday.
All right, Joe. See you tomorrow.
Bye.